Explore Chinese Kung Fu. What springs to mind when you think of Kung Fu, also known as Wushu? Maybe the image of Shaolin monks striking fierce poses with a stern look in their eyes. Or popular children's movies like Kung Fu Panda. But do they really portray the meaning of Kung Fu? Recently, Lawrence J. Brom, a documentary filmmaker from the United States, explored this question in Searching for Kung Fu. In the movie, Brom embarked on a Kung Fu pilgrimage, traveling to cities in China and the U.S. in search of the origin and value of Kung Fu. Brom himself is a Kung Fu lover who has been devoted to the practice for more than 40 years. For him, pursuing this craft was more than a pastime. Around a decade ago, Brom was unable to use one of his legs for about 2 years and had to walk with crutches and a cane. But by practicing martial arts very, very slowly, he was able to recover step by step. Now, Kung Fu has become a daily routine for him and also the way he greets the day. Martial arts can help us connect our body, connect our neural system, connect our blood flow, and also help connect us into our environment to increase our awareness. Martial arts is moving meditation, Brom said. Still others find additional meaning in the practice. Chinese Kung Fu is full of Chinese philosophies and core values, Hong Kong actor Bruce Leung told Xinhua. Non-violence is one of these values, which is shown both in the name and the practice. Wu consists of two characters, ge, meaning dagger axe, and zhe, meaning to stop. So the meaning of Kung Fu in Chinese is the art of stopping fighting, the art of non-violence. Kung Fu artists always salute with Bao Quan. This lets each person know that there are no hidden weapons and shows trust. Brahm's appreciation of Kung Fu is clear. He sees it as a mirror of Chinese culture. The traditional values of Kung Fu, actually, are in the minds of all Chinese people. Why does China want to be in harmony with other nations? It's part of the psychology of the Chinese people. It's also national psychology, Brom told Xinhua. Brom also believes that today's world urgently needs to restart equal exchanges between countries without stereotypes, and that culture and sports, such as Kung Fu, can serve as a great channel and platform. Keeping the practice alive. Chinese Kung Fu boasts a history of over 3,000 years, but used to be popular only among China's middle-aged and elderly population. In recent years, however, it has increased in popularity among younger generations. According to Xinhua, in a martial arts championship held in Ningxia in August 2020, junior competitors accounted for 90% of the 497 participants. To further encourage teenagers to learn about the practice, in February, the Ministry of Education announced that knowledge of Kung Fu should be included in history courses for senior high schools.